Creepy Muffin Basket. Written by Sister Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins.
Fandom. Bandom.
This story is rated G and contains the pairing Frank Gaiero, Jimmy, and Esther. Frank? Jamia taps her fingernails on the kitchen table, contemplating the basket that sits in front of her, perfectly centered. There's a muffled sound from underneath the kitchen sink that sounds like Frankie saying, "Yeah?" Either that, or he's swearing at the plumbing again. "Your fan sent me a muffin basket." There's an envelope tucked inside the basket containing a photograph and a short, typewritten note. Jamia reads it over again, her eyebrows quirking. Frank pops out from underneath the sink like a prairie dog. A heavily tattooed prairie dog in tight-ripped jeans, which is where the comparison falls apart, but whatever. "Wait, what?" "I said, your fans sent me a muffin basket." "You didn't eat any of it, did you?" he asks, looking alarmed. "No, of course not." Jamia doesn't roll her eyes at him, though it's tempting. Occasionally, Frank forgets that between the two of them, she's definitely the one with the more highly developed sense of self-preservation. It's annoying, but sweet. Much like many other things about her fiancé. Anyway, they sent a note along with it. And a photo. She hands him the photo first. Frank looks at it for a few seconds, his head tilted to one side. "Okay, so why the hell would my fans send you a picture of Travis Barker? Hey, you're not thinking of leaving me for a drummer, are you?" he asks, grinning. "Because Bob totally has dibs in that case." "Tell Bob my heart will always burn for him," she says dryly. "Actually, no. According to the note, they want me to make sure that this doesn't happen to you. It says that they're depending on me to make sure you don't get a full body sleeve." "Man, our fans are weird sometimes," Frank laughs. But he's looking shifty. Kind of the way he looks when he promises that this year they'll get more than a month of time off the road, and then in the end it's more like 2 weeks. "Frank, light of my life." "Yes, my little snickerdoodle," Frank responds, eyes big and guileless. And Jamia almost cracks up. They've got an informal competition between them to come up with the most saccharine, sweet, ridiculous pet names for each other. Snickerdoodle is a new one, and kind of awesome. But Jamia is a woman on a mission, and she will not be distracted from it. "Repeat after me. I am not getting a full body sleeve." "But I'm not kidding, Frank. I will make you sleep on the sofa for the rest of your natural life." Later, she sends the fans in question a thank you note and a basket of fruit. Mama always said it paid to be gracious to people who had done you a good turn. And while Jamia is pretty sure she would have noticed long before he got that far, well, forewarned is forearmed, especially when it comes to dealing with Frank. The end.